The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading about the events and the happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months as reported from various sources. And this time around, we're going to take a look first at some of the events happening in the communities around the Triangle. We're going to start off today with the Garner Performing Arts Center, which is on Garner Road in Garner. Saturday, January 26th, it's Broadway Voices, Jeff Creedy. Creedy is among the tops of Broadway's young leading men after starring in A Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder, Billy Elliot, Sunday in the Park with George, and Les Mis on the Great White Way. He has also earned acclaim in Carousel, Godspell, and Thoroughly Modern Millie. The show starts at 7:30 on Saturday, January 26th. Then we're going to move to February the 9th, which is a Saturday. Rhonda Vincent and the Rage, crowned the Queen of Bluegrass, Vincent incorporates savvy contemporary touches while drawing deeply from the authentic traditions of classic bluegrass. Concert starts at 7:30. Okay, moving to the community of Cary. Friday and Saturday, December 21st and 22nd at the Cary Arts Center, Campanaria Ballet Company presents The Nutcracker. During this two-part show, it opens with the Campanaria Dance Ensemble and then ventures into the world of Clara and her Nutcracker. Between the exciting battle with the Mouse King and the journey through the land of sweets, you will not want to miss this classic tale. Then on Friday, December 28th, again, Cary Arts Center, Town of Cary presents Kwanzaa. Don't miss this communal cultural celebration that honors African-American people and their heritage. During Kwanzaa, people are invited to ponder seven powerful principles derived from African heritage as a means of taking stock, celebrating achievements, and entering the future refreshed and renewed. And that starts at 11. Then January 26th, that's a Saturday, the Next Generation Leahy. Building on over three generations of musicianship, Doug and Jennifer Leahy and their six children are keeping the Leahy tradition alive through Celtic-based music, song, and dance. Sunday, January 20th at the Paige Walker Arts and History Center in Cary, it's the Winter Concert Series. Symphony Spotlight featuring Eric Dyke. Join Eric, double bassist for the North Carolina Symphony since 1978, for a wonderful afternoon performance that spotlights the exceptional talents of those who contribute to great symphony and popular music. Light refreshments will be served at intermission. Tickets are $16. All righty, an event Thursday, January 31st at the Clayton Center. Thomas Kubinek. Again, this is Thursday, January 31st. The one and only Dr. Professor Kubinek is a comic genius, virtuoso vaudevillian, and all-around charmer who gives audiences an utterly joyous experience they'll remember for a lifetime. Performance starts at 7:30. At the Holly Springs Cultural Center, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, January 17, 18, and 19. Girls of the Garden Club. This is presented by Stageworks Theater. For Rhoda Greenleaf, gardening is all, and the presidency of the local garden club is her highest goal. But standing in her way is the incumbent, Lilybell. How to oust Lilybell and install herself as president becomes Rhoda's obsession. Performances each evening at 7:30 and a matinee on Saturday at 2. Apex Haley Cultural Arts Center, Sunday, January 13th, Simply Strings, classical concert series, string quartets by North Carolina composers Jacob Groff and Chrissy Rickert. Then on Saturday, February 9th, Triangle Russian Festival. Come and enjoy Russian culture and experience the unique folk and ethnic heritage of this part of the world. The Golden Gates Folk Dance Group and the Moscow Knights Trio are back with two performances this year and will perform Russian and Georgian music and dances. The all-day festival includes Russian and Georgian folk games and dances and workshops for kids and adults. All right, when it comes to the biggest high-end concert venues, bargain-priced tickets is a phrase that seldom applies, but here's one time it does. The 2019 Lawn Pass, which will get you into every 2019 show at Raleigh's Coastal Credit Union Music Park at Walnut Creek for $310.50. That's actually $299, the base price. Then there's a service fee of $11.50. Coming up at the Coastal Credit Union Music Park at Walnut Creek in 2019, they already have five dates set. Saturday, April 13th is the Zac Brown Band. Friday, May 31st, it's Hootie and the Blowfish and Bare Naked Ladies. Tuesday, July 9th, Tedeschi Trucks Band. Saturday, July 13th, Train, Goo Goo Dolls, and Alan Stone. And then Friday, August 2nd, it's Kids Bop Live. The Coca Booth Amphitheater has two dates set for 2019. Thursday, May 30th, Outlaws and Renegades Tour with Travis Tritt, Charlie Daniels Band, and special guest The Cadillac 3. Then on Saturday, July 13th, Funny Music Man, Weird Al Yankovic, the Strings Attached Tour 2019 with the North Carolina Symphony. Of course, also going on right now at the Booth Amphitheater, the North Carolina Chinese Lantern Festival, and that's going on through January 23rd. Of course, the holiday tradition at Booth Amphitheater runs until January 13th. Tickets start at $10 and can be purchased through etix.com or Booth Amphitheater box office. Red Hat Amphitheater has four dates set already for 2019. April 13 and 14, it's Death Cab for Cutie. Saturday, April 27th, Rainbow Kitten Surprise. Thursday, May 16th, Greta Van Fleet, March of the Peaceful Army. And then Sunday, June 16th, John Bellion. Goodnight's Comedy Club, West Morgan Street in Raleigh. December 20th through the 22nd is Clayton English. He was the Season 9 champ of NBC's Last Comic Standing. December 28th through the 30th, it's Alonzo Bowden, and he had a different day job before he started in comedy. He was a jet mechanic for Lockheed Martin. December 31st, of course, New Year's Eve, it's Andy Woodhull. Ring in the new year with an evening filled with laughter, courtesy of Andy. He's made recent appearances on Conan and Comedy Central's The Half Hour. January 4th through the 6th, Rodney Perry. Rodney calls Atlanta home when he's not traveling the country. While comedy is his first love, his talents have also landed him as co-host of Who's Got Jokes and BET's Monique Show. January 8th and 9th at Goodnight's, Jess Hilarious, a social media superstar. Jess has more than 1.7 million people following her on Instagram, and millions more have watched her on Wild and Out. 10th through the 12th of January, Tony Hinchcliffe, sharp-tongued and quick-witted. Tony is a veteran of the L.A. stand-up scene and a longtime consultant and writer for Comedy Central's Roast series. January 13th, Shuler King, South Carolina native, stand-up comedian, and funeral director. Shuler knew he was destined to be an entertainer at an early age. Comedy may be his passion, but he doesn't want to let his chosen profession affect his family's funeral business, so he works there when he's not touring. Of course, a reminder, all shows are 18-plus unless noted. Of course, there's a new comedy club opening up in Cary. The first guy doing stand-up there, Ken Jeong, who starred in The Hangover in NBC's Community. He'll headline the grand opening of the new comedy club opening in Cary's Parkside Town Commons. It's called Raleigh Improv. It'll open Friday, December 28th. Jeong was spotted earlier this year dancing and cheering on the Blue Devils at a Duke-UNC basketball game. And he will perform December 28th and 29th at Raleigh Improv. The initial lineup also includes Dusty Slay, Whitney Cummings, Chris Kattan, Adam Devine, Arsenio Hall, and Rita Rudner. PNC Arena, where tickets can be purchased at the arena box office, all Ticketmaster outlets, by phone at 800-745-3000 or online at the PNCArena.com. Sunday, December 30th, the Harlem Globetrotters, before the game, take part in a once-in-a-lifetime experience with your family, where you have an opportunity to spend time on the court with the Globetrotters, shooting, trying out ball tricks, getting autographs, and photos. Sunday, January 6th, Justin Timberlake, the Man of the Woods tour. The Baltimore Post-Examiner says of the tour, Timberlake made it as intimate as he could. There are VIP packages starting at $400 per ticket. Saturday, January 19th, Trevor Noah, Loud and Clear Tour 2019. Of course, he's the Daily Show host now. Sunday, January 27th, Cher, Here We Go Again Tour. Following the recent global success and rave reviews for Cher's role in the Mamma Mia, Here We Go Again film, the multi-award-winning singer, actress, and show-stopping performer will be crisscrossing the U.S. for the first time in 5 years. Again, Cher's date here with her Here We Go Again tour 2019, Sunday, January 27th. Then Monday, January 28th, Metallica World Wired Tour. As they have been doing for most of the World Wired shows, every ticket purchased includes your choice of a standard physical or standard digital copy of Hardwired to Self-Destruct. Thursday through Sunday, February 7th through the 10th, it's Corteo by Cirque du Soleil. Corteo, which means cortege in Italian, is a joyous procession, a festival parade imagined by a clown. The show brings together the passion of the actor with the grace and power of the acrobat to plunge the audience into a theatrical world of fun, comedy, spontaneity, and whatever else situated in a mysterious space between heaven and earth. A couple of other shows at PNC Arena. Saturday, February 23rd, Cinch World's Toughest Rodeo. Tuesday, March 12th, Elton John, Farewell Yellow Brick Road. Friday, March 15th, Mike Epps, Funny as Ish Comedy Tour. Sunday, March 17th, Mumford & Sons Delta Tour. Friday, March 22nd, Winter Jam 2019. It is Tour 360. Kiss and its End of the Road tours, making a stop at PNC Arena on Saturday, April 6th. Friday, April 19th, Casting Crowns, Only Jesus tour. Monday, May 27th, Paul McCartney's Freshen Up tour. You notice there's no finale or final or this is it attached to that. Paul keeps going and going. Tuesday, June 14th, Ariana Grande, Sweetener World Tour. Tuesday, June 11th, 21 Pilots, The Bandito Tour. Sunday, July 7th, New Kids on the Block, Mixtape Tour. Tuesday, August 20th, Backstreet Boys, DNA World Tour. And then finally for 2019 currently, Monday, September 30th, Carrie Underwood, The Cry Pretty 360 Tour. That's the lineup at PNC Arena. Okay, Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts through December 24th, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, The Musical. This is at Fletcher Opera Theater. Also, this is through December 23rd, Carolina Ballet's Nutcracker. Of course, what would the holiday season be without the Nutcracker? Featuring a live symphony orchestra, grand magical illusions, and magnificent sets and costumes. It's not to be missed. Bring the whole family and join in on a journey to the land of sweets. This is at Memorial Auditorium. Friday and Saturday, December 21st and 22nd, it's Holiday Cirque Spectacular, North Carolina Symphony Pop Series. An audience favorite returns, the circus meets the symphony. Stunning aerial feats, mind-boggling contortions, and jaw-dropping juggling acts will take your breath away, and with these awe-inspiring acrobatics, accompanied by your favorite festive music. This is at Maymandy Concert Hall. Sunday, December 23rd, a candlelight Christmas, North Carolina Symphony. Backed by popular demand, in the glow of candlelight, this one-hour program will warm your heart at the height of the holiday season. North Carolina Symphony Children's Chorus, Maymandy Concert Hall. Friday, December 28th, Dancing with the Stars. TV's hottest show is going back on tour across America this winter in Dancing with the Stars Live. Fans of the show have the opportunity to see the best ballroom dancers in the business perform live in their hometowns. This, of course, from ABC's hit show Dancing with the Stars. It takes place at Memorial Auditorium. Friday through Sunday, January 4th through the 6th, it's Shen Yun Performing Arts. Shen Yun's unique artistic vision expands theatrical experience into a multi-dimensional, inspiring journey through one of humanity's greatest treasures, the five millennia of traditional Chinese culture. This is at Memorial Auditorium. Saturday, January 5th, it's the Mozart Experience, North Carolina Symphony Young People's Concert Series at Maymandy Concert Hall. Friday, January 11th, funny man George Lopez, the Wall World Tour. Lopez's multifaceted career encompasses television, film, stand-up comedy, and late-night television. He's at Memorial Auditorium. Friday and Saturday, January 11th and 12th, Mozart and Shostakovich, North Carolina Symphony Classical Series. From the urgent murmurs of its opening theme to the irrepressible energy of the finale, Mozart's Symphony No. 40 was unlike any other that came before it. Shostakovich, who also broke new ground with his Symphony No. 10, finally able to express his unrestrained response to Stalin's regime with an impassioned outpouring of emotion. Concert is at Maymandy Concert Hall. Saturday, January 12th, Joe Newberry's Heroes and Friends. This is presented by Pinecone, Fletcher Opera Theater at 7:30. Saturday, January 12th as well, the Love Again Tour. That's at Memorial Hall. All right, Carolina Theater on West Morgan Street in Durham. All programs start at 8 o'clock, unless noted. Friday, January 11th, Gregory Alan Isakoff, Evening Machines. Many musicians have day jobs to make ends meet. However, few artists maintain the lifestyle kept by Isakoff. The Colorado-based indie folk artist is a full-time farmer who sells vegetable seeds and grows various market crops on his three-acre farm while also tending to a thriving musical career. Sunday, January 13th, at Carolina Theater, the Three Viennese Masters. In an ode to classicism, the COT presents the father of the symphony at his peak, the Colossus at the beginning of his epic journey, and the genius who made it all seem so easy, Haydn, Beethoven, and Mozart. How much would you love to have lived in the 18th century Vienna? That concert starts at 3. Thursday, January 17th, Miracle on the Hudson. Believe it or not, already 10th anniversary celebration. A decade ago, the Miracle on the Hudson captivated the hearts of Americans. Hear the gripping story told by co-pilot of U.S. Airways Flight 1549, Jeff Skiles. Dave Anderson, or Sanderson, rather, the last passenger off the aircraft, and Red Cross Division Disaster Executive Scott Graham. That's Miracle on the Hudson, 10th Anniversary Celebration, Thursday, January 17th. This show starts at 7. Sunday, January 27th, Ladysmith Black Mambazo. The group was founded in the early 1960s. By Joseph Shabalala, a teenage farm boy living just outside the small town of Ladysmith, halfway between Johannesburg and Durban. Joseph added to his group's name the word black in reference to the black oxen, the strangest of all farm animals. Mambazo is the Zulu word for chopping axe, a symbol of the group's vocal ability to clear the path to success. All right, moving on to the Durham Performing Arts Center, a.k.a. DPAC. Thursday, December 20th, the Hip Hop Nutcracker, 5th anniversary this year. This contemporary dance spectacle is set to Tchaikovsky's timeless music, with the full production featuring a dozen all-star dancers, an onstage DJ, and an electric violinist. Saturday and Sunday, December 29 and 30, The Nutcracker by Carolina Ballet. This is the only performance of The Nutcracker in the country, with illusions created by the renowned magician Rick Thomas. Tuesday, January 8th through Sunday, January 13th, Fiddler on the Roof. Saturday, January 19th, Live from Here with Chris Thiele. Tuesday, January 22nd through Sunday, January 27th, it is Miss Saigon. Wednesday, January 30th, Russell Peters, Deported World Tour. Peters, of course, a Canadian stand-up comedian and actor who began performing in Toronto in 1989, and won a Gemini Award in 2008. In 2013, he was number 3 on Forbes' list of the world's highest-paid comedians. Thursday, January 31st, Tony Braxton, As Long As I Live Tour. The distinctive, sultry vocals of 7-time Grammy Award-winning recordist artist Tony Braxton, singer, songwriter, record producer, actress, and philanthropist. I'll get it out sooner or later. Friday, February 1st, Mandolin Orange. North Carolina-based singer-songwriter Andrew Marlin and multi-instrumentalist Emily France as Mandolin Orange released their newest music, Tides of a Teardrop, the day of this concert. All right, Poorhouse Music Hall on South Blunt Street. Most shows start at 9 and less noted. Wednesday, December 19th, Obsidian Darling with Infinite Eye. Friday, December 21st, the third annual Holiday Rescue Jam, a benefit for the Raleigh Rescue Mission. Saturday, December 22nd, Better Off Dead, a tribute to Grateful Dead with Funk Sandwich. Sunday, December 23rd, Day Party Series featuring Reese McHenry and Dave Bartholomew at 2. Tuesday, December 25th, Terry Anderson and the Olympic Ants Kicking Team with Jimmy's Arcade. That show starts at 8. Thursday, December 27th, Crawbones, Juice Lord, 3 a.m., Convo the Mutant, and more. Friday, December 28th, it's Kate Rudy. Saturday, December 29th, Lowbrow with Steam Room Etiquette at 8. Sunday, December 30th, Day Party, John Howie Jr. and the Rosewood Bluff, Drunken Prayer, and Stray Owls. That show starts at 2. Sunday, December 30th, A Sunday Fire with the Super Elevators. Monday, December 31st, New Year's Eve with Pie Face Girls, Vacant Company, and Drag Sounds. At Lincoln Theater on East Cabrera Street, Thursday, December 20th, The Lost Generation with 10 Cell Phones, 3 a.m., and Stephen Jalen at 9. Friday, December 21st, The Soul Psychedelic and Love Tribe at 9. Sunday, December 23rd, Smell the Glove, and that show starts at 10:30. Friday, December 28th, Comrades and Nomads. It's the Big Something pre-party at 9. Saturday, December 29th, Big Something with the Mantras at 9. Sunday, December 30th, Big Something with the Kind Thieves at 9. Monday, December 31st, of course, New Year's Eve, Big Something with Midnight North, and that concert starts at 9 o'clock. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, trianglereadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions about this program, please give us a call at 919-832-5138. So long until next time.